does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field at Wausau East. And we go to the fourth inning. Tied now at one. Kevin Conley, the Warrior third baseman, will lead things off here. He singled his first time up. So Luke Strick ready to work to Conley here. Conley, Metzinger, and Dreikosen will bat here in the fourth inning. Stretch and the pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. As we mentioned, Strick works from the stretch even with nobody on base. Conley ready, Strick ready as well. Here it comes, breaking ball, it's low and outside, and it's 1-1. The stretch by Strick, the 1-1 pitch. Fastball, and that's lined up the middle for a base hit. Conley is 2-for-2. And that'll bring up John Metzinger, the first baseman. He's singled. I single back in the first inning, driving in the only West run so far.
Next batter, first baseman, number 34, John Metzinger.
So with nobody out and a man on, Strick working to John Metzinger. Metzinger was the winning pitcher in last night's game. The Warriors beat Wisconsin Rapids in a makeup game. Strick will throw over and Conley back easily. West is 8-3. They have won 8 of their last 9, 4 in a row. The pitch to Metzinger, and that's lined into left field. He went down and golfed one that time. That pitch was down near his ankles. But it's a base hit for Metzinger. Back-to-back hits here in the fourth inning put West in business. And that'll bring up Noah Dreikosen, the DH, who grounded into a double play his first time up. So Dreikosen will stand in. Probably a bunt situation, but let's see. Stretch by Strick. And he does square to bunt and fouls it. Started to run before he got the bunt down there. That's what most high school players do when they bunt. They forget that it is a sacrifice. They're supposed to be laying down the bunt. Just stand there until the bunt is down instead of trying to run before you get the bunt down. It's much harder to bunt the ball when you're already in motion. Stretch by Strick. Runners with their leads. He squares again and offers at it, and it's 0-2. Dreikosen thought he pulled the bat back, but I think he pulled it back late. It's 0-2 now. So now let's see if they keep the bunt on here with two strikes. We had that happen for the Lumberjacks earlier this year. Tanner Denke got a bunt down on a two-strike count. Next pitch from Strick. Dreikosen fouls it off the end of the bat down the first base line. It's going to fall foul. And the count remains 0-2. We're in the fourth inning. 1-1, but West has the first two men on here. First and second with nobody out. And there is activity in the Wausau West bullpen as well. So maybe we saw the last of Jacob Rader last inning. He got hit on the shin with a line drop. Next pitch just misses with the fastball. Tried to get Dreikosen to go after one. The stretch. Dreikosen is gone for the first inning. We haven't mentioned West is missing a big guy in their lineup today. Andrew Block, senior, normally one of the starting infielders for West, is out. He hasn't played the last couple of games. He's got a pulled hamstring. And so he is not in the lineup today. That's a big piece of their team not on the field. Mitch Leopold, the second baseman, will now stand in with one out. First pitch, curveball stays inside, and it's 1-0. So the Lumberjacks failed to get a bunt down earlier, and this time the Warriors failed to get one down, which would have moved two runners into scoring position. And now Leopold bats with one out, and runners still at first and second. Stretch by Strick, and the pitch fastball swung on and missed. Leopold way late, and it's 1-1. If you're looking for Strick's curveball and then try to catch up with his fastball, you're going to have problems. I can say that about almost any pitcher, but Strick's got a little pop when he throws the fastball. The 1-1 pitch, that's way high with the fastball, and it's 2-1 now. Wind continues to blow hard out toward right field. Temperature continues to drop. Stretch and the pitch. Fastball, and that's fouled off the end of the bat right at the plate. And it's 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. The stretch, the check, and the pitch. Another curveball. Leopold just got a piece of that one. That stayed upstairs that time. And Leopold fouled it back to the screen. Count remains 1-2. Actually, 2-2 the count. The stretch and the pitch. Another breaking ball. He got him. Chased one in the dirt. He's out. And there are two down here. So back-to-back strikeouts for Luke Strick. And now East can get out of the inning here as Alex Osnes comes to the plate. He laid down a sacrifice bunt his first time up. That actually turned into a double play. They threw Osnes out at first, and then Mitch Leopold had rounded second too far, and Schubring's throw to second got him out as well. So left-handed hitting Osnes looking for a big two-out hit here. It's grounded towards second. Adam Peterson has it bounce over his shoulder and into right field. That's going to score at least one run. And the Warriors have the lead. A routine grounder to second, but it took a bad hop at the last moment. And over the shoulder of Peterson and into right field. And Conley will score from second. Metzinger goes to third. Osnes is on, and Isaac Butke will bat here with two outs. Got to give him an error on that. I mean, it was a routine play. Did take a bad hop, but Peterson really didn't get totally in front of that one. If he would have, it would have bounced off his chest, I think. But there goes the runner. First pitch is high, ball one, and they just throw it back to the mound. So Osnes goes to second. So now Warriors with 2 men in scoring position. East had played pretty good defense in this game up to that point. And Strick ready to work 1-0, and there's a fly ball to shallow center field. That's trouble. Daniel coming on, but he'll make the grab. A running catch, and the inning is over. But the Warriors able to scratch across a run here. One run on a couple of hits. There was an error and two left in the score after 3.5 innings of play now. West 2, East 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hard work.
We mentioned the upcoming tournament. The teams involved in this sectional will be East and West. Also, Antigo, Ashwaubenon, Bayport, D.C. Everest, Green Bay Southwest, Merrill, New London, Pulaski, Rhinelander, and Shawano. Top four teams in the sectional get a bye in the first round. First round playoff games are scheduled for Tuesday, June 3rd, with the regional sectionals on Tuesday, June 10th. So Daniel will lead things off here for East in the fourth inning. Down a run, 2-1. Daniel grounded out to short his first time up. Brader back out there on the mound for his fourth inning of work. And Brader ready to work. Here it comes. First pitch is outside, ball one. Conley playing in on the grass at third. Metzinger back at first. Middle infield is about halfway back for Daniel. Next pitch from Rader. High and outside again. 2-0 now. Rader nibbling on the outside part of the plate. And Daniel not chasing. It's 2-0. Wide in the 2-0 pitch. That's high. Ball three. 3-0 now. Three. 3-0 to Eric Daniel. The wind and the pitch. It's outside again. A four-pitch walk to lead off here in the fourth for Daniel, and the tying run is on for the Lumberjacks. And that'll bring up Sam Romanski. He walked his first time up. Two-1 Warriors were in the fourth. Rader, the lefty, takes his stretch. Daniel, his lead now throw over. Daniel dives back in. So let's see if East wants to try to move the runner here. He does square to bunt and gets it down. Clemente's going to grab it, throw to first in time for the out. The sacrifice is completed. Romanski moves the runner. And Daniels to second with one down now. And that'll bring up Bryce Widmark, the third baseman. Widmark struck out his first time up. So the tying run at second base for the Lumberjacks. The sun peeking through from the west here. Not that it's going to warm things up very much. Daniel takes his lead at second. And the pitch. Widmark takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Rader doesn't throw hard, and if he gets too much of the plate, he's going to be hittable. He's got to nibble around the corners. The 0-1 pitch curveball, and Widmark's going to dump that one into center field. Daniel had to stay where he was, not knowing if that ball was going to be caught. He couldn't go anywhere, so Widmark gets a single, but Daniel stays at second. It was a jam job up the middle. Daniel had to wait to see if Osnes caught the ball or not and couldn't go anywhere. So a base hit, but Daniel can't move. Now runners on first and second and one out, and that'll bring up Jordan Heiding, the top of the order for the Lumberjacks. Heiding singled and scored back in the third. He also bounced to the mound. Actually, he hit the ball hard to the mound, and Rader made a play on it back in the first inning. The stretch and the pitch curveball, and that's going to be hit down the right field line. That's going to be in there for a base hit. Here comes Daniel. He rounds third. The throw is going to go into second, not in time, and the Lumberjacks have tied the game. A bloop single by Jordan Heiding. Actually, a bloop double by Jordan Heiding down the right field line. And it is 2-2, and Widmark goes first to third on that. So the Lumberjacks have runners at second and third now with just one out and a tie game. And that'll bring up Willie Brand. Brand has popped to the pitcher and fouled out on a bunt attempt to the catcher. So he's due. He'll get a chance to hit away here with two runners in scoring position. Rader working out of the windup. Here it comes. And Brand lays off a high fastball. It's 1-0. Lumberjacks with a golden opportunity to take the lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Widmark at third, Heiding at second. Rader the wind and the pitch. Brand takes that one inside, pops away from Clemente, but not very far. And it's 2-0. Good count to hit right here. You get a pitch you like, take a whack at it. Take a level swing, though. Willie's been known to drop that back shoulder and hit the ball in the air. It's okay if it's deep enough here to get the run in. Here's the pitch, and way high, 3-0. First base is open here, but that would load the bases. The wind and the 3-0 pitch. Taking all the way, ball four inside. A four-pitch walk loads the bases now for the Lumberjacks. And that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder. Gritzmacher has singled and flied to right. Clemente is going to take a walk out to the mound. The Warriors have action in their bullpen here. So Gritzmacher with a chance to give the Lumberjacks the lead. We are tied 2-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Actually, that sun is kind of warm now as it came out. The wind and the pitch. Gritzmacher. There are two down now. And that'll bring up Ben Schobring. Two hits in the game, including a ripped double to the gap in left center his last time up. So Jordan hiding at third now. Willie Brand at second. Gritzmacher the runner at first. But two outs. And they got what they wanted. A chopper right to the shortstop with the infield in. Next pitch, and Schobring chases a ball at road outside. And it's 1-1 now. One ball, one strike to Ben Schobring. The line by Raider in the pitch. Schobring laces a base hit to right center field. That'll score at least one. Here comes Brand. Here comes the throw to the plate. Brand will score. And the Lumberjacks pick up two runs on another two-out hit by Ben Schobring, his third hit of the day. And the Lumberjacks, with three runs here in the fourth inning, have taken the lead 4-2. And still batting with Ian Corbett coming to the plate. A three-hit and a three-RBI day for Ben Schobring here. Gritzmacher is now at third base, Schobring at first, and Corbett will stand in. So Corbett digs in. Now a snap throw to first, and Schobring is back. Ben Schobring had been scuffling with the bat for much of the season, but three hits today and three RBIs. Stretch by Raider in the pitch. That rides down and low and outside. It's 1-0. Lumberjacks leading 4-2. A big fourth inning here. The stretch and the pitch. And Corbett chased a high one. Fouled it back to the screen, and it's 1-1. East-West Baseball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand-in-hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. The stretch, Raider throws over, nearly picked him off. Gritzmacher make that. Schobring was just able to get back in there. Good move by Raider right there. Caught Schobring leaning towards second. And he's able to dive back in, barely. Corbett's calling time now to look down at Coach Heinrich. Corbett's got one mission. Put the ball in play. Hit it hard somewhere. Stretch by Raider and the pitch. That's high, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Corbett fouls that one back to the screen, and the count now 2-2. Lumberjacks already have a win in the books against the Warriors earlier this year. They won the game over at Wausau West 4-1. Stretch by Raider and the pitch. Corbett hits a little nubber down the line. Fair, fielded by Metzinger, and he will step on the bag for the out, and the inning is over. But East comes up with three runs in the inning on three hits. There were no errors and two left, and the score after four complete now. Lumberjacks 4, Warriors 2. Back in a moment, you're listening to East West Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the fifth inning. Lumberjacks now leading 4-2. Luke Strick out there for his fifth inning of work. We'll face Kyle McMullen, and then the top of the West order, Peyton Nelson and Chris Clemente. Reminder once again, the Lumberjacks and DC Everest Evergreen squaring off tomorrow down at Mark Simon Field. Chris Conley will have the call of that one for you tomorrow. That is a 5 o'clock start, 4:45 pregame right here. Kyle McMullen stands in now for West. He singled his first time up. And the first pitch from Strick, breaking ball that rides outside, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. And Strick with the pitch, fastball, it's fouled out of play, right side. And it's 1-1. First game of the year here at Jack Torrizzani Field. The field has been unplayable and unpracticeable for the first 6 weeks of the season because of wet grounds. Next pitch, curveball, and McMullen chased it. And it's 1-2. I was walking around on it today. The dirt was fine. The grass, though, is choppy, soft, mushy, uneven. It's not in good shape. 2-2 pitch. Fastball outside. Strick ready to work. Here it comes. Breaking ball. McMullen laid off. Count now full. 3-2. Sam Romanski is going to go out and have a talk with his pitcher here. Obviously, you just scored three runs to take the lead. Don't want to put the leadoff man on with the walk, especially the nine hitter. McMullen's a good stick, but don't want to put him on with that dangerous top of the order coming up for the Warriors. The payoff pitch. Fastball misses low and outside, and it's a leadoff walk for McMullen here in the fifth. Peyton Nelson will stand in now. Nelson walked and scored back in the first and flew out to center field his last time up.
Number two, center fielder, Peyton Nelson.
Stretch by Strick and the pitch. Fastball high and tight, and it's 1-0. Strick checks, and the pitch. Fastball rides outside, 2-0 now. So Luke Strick having some trouble finding the strike zone, and Steve Heinrich's going to go out there and have a conversation with him here. Warriors trying to claw back in it after giving up three runs last inning. And East takes the lead, and then their pitcher comes out, walks the first hitter, and goes 2-0 on the next one. So Nelson will dig back in with a 2-0 count. Good hitters count right here. Strick, long look in, checks the runner. The 2-0 pitch to Nelson. Fastball swung on and missed. Nelson took a big cut, didn't get it. It's 2-1 now. Sun is going to play a factor now in the eyes of the fielders. Third base, left field, shortstop. They're going to have problems with that sun now. Next pitch is a fastball inside, and it's 3-1. There are some more clouds, so the sun will be going behind a cloud here shortly. But right now, the sun is in the eyes. Third baseman, shortstop, left fielder. Hopefully it won't play a factor. 3-1 pitch. That's lifted in the air to left center field. Brand going over. Daniel coming over. Daniel is going to shade his eyes and make the catch for the first down of the inning. Towering fly ball by Nelson, and there's one down here for Chris Clemente. Clemente lined out to right on a diving catch by Gritzmacher. He also bounced into a 4-6-3 double play back in the third.
Chris
One down here in the fifth inning. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball high. Strick better watch it when he goes into a stretch. He didn't really pause there. You got to pause. You got to pause when you come to your stretch position. You can't just bounce it. I'll call a balk on that. Runner takes his lead. Here's the pitch. Fastball for a strike, and it's 1-1. He doesn't take a very long pause. Some umpires would call that. Stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball fouled off the end of the bat, and it's 1-2. East-West Baseball brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics or call them at 715-842-5688. Or you can visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. And the pitch. Another breaking ball popped up foul territory. Shoebring's got room. Slides over and will out. So now two outs, runner at first, and Conley will stand in. Strick with a check of the runner, and the pitch. Popped up foul, but out of play, and it's 0-1. So after a shaky start to the inning, Strick has found the strike zone again. Lumberjacks leading here 4-2. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. Jam job. A little looper towards short. Heiding will make the catch. And the inning is over. So Strick, after walking the leadoff man, gets the next three. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left. Score after 4.5 remains. East 4 and West 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Warrior Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices.
Here, as we go to the bottom of the fifth, Jacob Brandenburg will come on. Hard-throwing right-hander. Comes in for Jake Rader. Rader pitching four innings, giving up four runs, all earned. And we have a new catcher as well for the Warriors. Lumberjacks will have Luke Strick to lead things off here. In the fifth inning, leading 4-2. Strick, Daniel, and Romanski scheduled here in the fifth inning. So Brandenburg ready to work to Strick. First pitch, fastball down low, ball one.
Now batting, number eight, the pitcher, Luke Strick.
The wind and the pitch. Fastball inside, 2-0 now. Sun has gone behind the clouds again, and the temperature has reacted appropriately, falling a little more. Ground ball, chopper to short, stayed down on it. Osnes able to pick it up and throw him out. Actually, they're going to say that Metzinger held it long enough. He dropped the ball, but held it long enough, and Strick is gone. Osnes did a good job on that. That ball stayed down on him. He caught it on the heel of his glove, but was able to get the bare hand on it and then throw across for the out, and there's one down. And Eric Daniel will hit now. Daniel grounded short, walked and scored back in the fourth. First pitch from Brandenburg, foul back. to the screen, a big cut on a fastball, and it's 0-1. We're in the fifth, East leading 4-2, trying for a sweep of the Warriors this year. Next pitch, slow breaking ball, stayed upstairs, and it's 1-1. Brandenburg working out of the windup, and the pitch. Another slow breaking ball, chopped foul down the third base side. And it's 1-2 now on Eric Daniel. The line and the pitch. Fastball, it's line in the air to right field. McMullen coming over, and he'll make the grab for the second out of the inning. And with two down, that'll bring up Sam Romanski, the catcher. Two outs, nobody on, and Romanski coming to the plate. Brandenburg winds and fires. Fastball outside, ball one. West coming in with a record of 8-3. East coming in with a record of 4-7. And Romanski pops it up on the infield. Leopold will come in and will make the grab. And a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Warriors against East here in the fifth. For the Lumberjacks, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after five complete remains, East 4 and West 2. Back in a moment, you're listening to East-West Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox. Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field at Wausau East as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Lumberjacks leading 4-2. And it will be John Metzinger to lead things off here for West in the sixth against Luke Strick.
Top of the sixth inning for the Wausau West Warriors, number 34, first baseman, John Metzinger.
Metzinger, Drykozin, and Leopold scheduled to hit here for the Warriors. Strick working, and the first pitch to Metzinger is hit hard on the ground, a short one hop fielded by Peterson, and his throw is off the mark a bit, but Schubring's able to grab it, and they get the out. So Metzinger hit it hard, but Peterson able to make the play, and there's one down. And that'll bring up the DH, Noah Drykozin. He bounced into a double play and struck out in two trips today. First pitch from Strick, fastball high, ball one. East-West Baseball is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. Next pitch from Strick, fastball misses down low that time, and it's 2-0. Top of the sixth, Lumberjacks leading 4-2. The 2-0 pitch inside now. And it's 3-0. Three and nothing to Drykozin. Here's the pitch, taking all the way for strike right down the middle of the plate. 3-1 now. And the pitch. A little check swing roller. Peterson's got to charge hard. Strick's going to field it, and they can't make a play. Drykozin's going to reach a little infield roller for a base hit. Peterson charged. Strick fielded it, and then they sort of bumped into each other as Strick tried to throw it to first. But it is going to allow Drykozin to reach. And Mitch Leopold will bat here with one out and a runner at first. Just an excuse-me swing by Drykozin that rolled in the thick grass between first and the mound. Muddy's on with one down here. Stretched by Strick and the pitch. Leopold tried to butt now. Throw it out. They've got Drykozin caught between first and second. Schubring will chase. Now throw it to Heiding or to Peterson. That's Heiding, and will tag him out for the second out. So the second base running blunder of the day for the Warriors. Leopold missed the bunt attempt, and Drykozin was way off the base and then slipped as he tried to get back. I think Romanski's throw down to first caught him off, and they get him in a rundown and get the out. And there are two down now and nobody on. And so Leopold will hit here with a 0-1 count. So score that 2-3-6 for the out on Drykozin. Next pitch, breaking ball. Leopold didn't get it. And it's 0-2. Strick gets the sign he wants. The 0-2 pitch. High fastball, little roller towards second. Nobody's covering first. And it's going to be another base hit on a miscommunication by the infield. Schubring went after it. And Strick didn't get over to cover in time. And Leopold reaches on an infield hit. And once again, that's a play that's got to be made there. A little roller in the infield. And West has a runner. And that brings the tying run to the plate again. And Alex Osnes, the shortstop, he has sacrificed and reached on an error. On an 0-2 pitch, Leopold reaches, keeps the inning alive. Lumberjacks have played pretty good defense today. They turned a couple of double plays. Gritzmacher made a diving catch out in right field. First pitch is a fastball outside, and it's 1-0. They picked a couple of runners off base. But a couple of plays not made in this inning, and the run they gave up in the fourth was on a ground ball that should have ended the inning. Next pitch is hit hard on the ground, and Peterson can't make the play. It goes into right field. Leopold's going to go first and third. Gritzmacher overruns it, now throws it in, and there will be runners at the corners. So now here you go. Plays that should have been made to end innings, and now innings alive, and West has runners at the corners now with two outs. And that'll bring up Isaac Butke, the left fielder. He has fly to right and fly to center in two trips. So just as soon as you start talking about defensive plays that they have made in this game, they can't make some here in the sixth inning. Runner goes, and they're just going to let him go. And so now the tying runs are both in scoring position here. A base hit can tie it. Now we get time as Scott Schubring, assistant, is going to go out and have a conversation with his pitcher and catcher here. And Butke, the hitter, will come down and have a conversation with his coach, Eric Greening, in the third base coach's box. So some plays not made here in the sixth inning have given the Warriors life. And they have the tying runs at second and third now with two down. And Isaac Butke at the plate. West took the lead with a run in the first. East tied it with a run in the third. Warriors regain the lead with a run in the fourth, and then the Lumberjacks in their half of the fourth inning put three across. They lead it 4-2, but West threatening here in the sixth inning. Strick looks in, gets the sign he wants. First pitch to Butke is popped up but foul and out of play, and it's 0-1. Fastball fouled back and out of play. Nothing in one. So the Lumberjacks trying to work out of it here despite the defensive lapses here. Strick with the stretch. And the pitch. Another fastball driven in the air to center field and deep. Daniel going back. He's got a beat on it and will make the catch. And the inning is over. Butkey hit it well, but a little bit too high and directly to the center fielder. And so for West here in the sixth inning, no runs, a couple of hits and error, and two left. And the score after five and a half innings of play remains East 4, West 2. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Warrior Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Wausau East as we go to the sixth inning. After the bottom of the sixth for the Lumberjacks, trying to add some insurance here. Bryce Widmark, and then the top of the order for East against the second inning of work for Jacob Brandenburg. Steve Lewandowski is the catcher for West. He came in last inning to catch for the Warriors.
Number 17, the third baseman, Bryce Widmark.
And so Widmark will lead things off. He struck out. He also had a hit single back in the fourth inning. And Brandenburg ready to work. First pitch to Widmark is a curveball that stays high. Ball one. The 1-0 pitch, fastball. Widmark a little late, fouls it back to the screen, and it's 1-1. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. Lays off that one, fastball high, and it's 2-1. The line by Brandenburg in the pitch. Slow curveball, and Widmark hits it hard on the ground to second. Leopold has it. The throw is in time for the out, and there's one down here in the sixth inning. And that'll bring up Jordan Heiding, the shortstop. Heiding's 2-for-3, double and a single, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and a stolen base today. Brandenburg ready to work. The line in the pitch, slow curveball that misses inside, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch, breaking ball bounces in front of the plate, 2-0 now. Brandenburg ready, the 2-0 pitch. Fastball, and Heiding hits it hard, but right at the third baseman. Conley makes the play, a little snow cone on it, but he held on, and there are two down. Heiding hit it right on the button, but right at Kevin Conley at third base. And with two down and nobody on, Willie Brand will step in. Brand popped to the pitcher, popped to the catcher on a bunt attempt, walked and scored back in the fourth. First pitch is way upstairs, and it's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, Brand pops it up again to the outfield this time. Peyton Nelson's going to slide over to right center and make the catch. And the Lumberjacks go 1-2-3 here in the sixth. So it's down to one more shot for the Warriors. Can East close them out here? We'll find out when we come back. We are through six, and it's 4-2 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East West Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh,
My aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Last shot for the Warriors here to tie or get the lead here. East leading 4-2. Luke Strick trying to close it out with the complete game if he can. And Kyle McMullen will lead things off for West. He's single today. First pitch from Strick to McMullen. Breaking ball stays downstairs, and it's 1-0. West has had base runners the last two innings, but haven't been able to get any more runs across. They scored one in the fourth. Next pitch, fastball inside corner at the knees, and it's 1-1. West scored one in the first and one in the fourth. But they have had base runners in every inning. Next pitch from Strick, breaking ball. It's down low and outside. 2-1 now. Only one of the runs is earned. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball grounded towards second. Peterson up with this one cleanly, and the throw is in time for the out. And there's one down. One down. And that'll bring up Peyton Nelson in the top of the order for the Warriors. He has walked and scored back in the first and has flied out to center twice. He's got good speed. Widmark playing back even with the bag at third. You never know. Try to get a runner here. First pitch, breaking ball, and that's chopped foul, swinging away down the third base side. Strick, long look in, gets the sign he wants. The 0-1 pitch to Nelson. Breaking ball inside and high. And it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, that's lined right to third base. Widmark drops it. The throw across is in time, though, for the out. Line drive, Widmark couldn't hang on to it, but he had time to throw across the diamond for the out. And with two down, West's hopes are down to catcher Steve Lewandowski, who comes to the plate.
That's batter for the Warriors, number 19. And we'll be catching Steve Lewandowski.
His first at bat. He's caught the last two innings. His first at bat, though, today. Strick ready to work. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lewandowski missed some time with a concussion, small concussion. He took a foul tip off the mask in a game down at Waupun. Next pitch, breaking ball. That stays a little bit inside. Strick wanted that one, didn't get it. Maybe he called it high. Strick wanted that one, didn't get it. 1-1 now. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. And Lewandowski in the hole, 1-2. Strick shakes it off, gets the sign he wants now. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses outside. 2-2 now. Tried to get Lewandowski to chase one, and he wouldn't do it. Two outs, nobody on. We're in the seventh. Lumberjacks leading. Strick trying to close it out here. And the pitch. Fastball popped up, fouled out of play down the first base side. And the count remains 2-2. Lumberjacks returning to action tomorrow night at D.C. Everest, and we'll have that game for you right here. Chris Conley on the call. Pregame show at 4:45, first pitch at 5 o'clock. Stretch by Strick, and the pitch. Breaking ball grounded toward third. Widmark up with it. The throw across is in time, and the Lumberjacks have won the Carp Cup game and won both games against West this year, prevailing here this afternoon by a score of 4-2. We'll come back and recap this one after this. You're listening to East-West Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field, where the Lumberjack players are celebrating with the Carp Cup, the first time they have won that traveling trophy since its inception. Lumberjacks get the win here this afternoon by a score of 4-2, their second win of the year against the Wausau West Warriors. West won on top first. They scored one in the first inning. Peyton Nelson walked. And then after a Kevin Conley single, John Metzinger drove in the run, and it was 1-0 West. Lumberjacks tied it in the third. Jordan Heiding with a single, stole second, and then Ben Schubring with a two-out double brought in the run, and we were tied at one. Warriors jumped right back on top in the fourth inning with a run. Kevin Conley a single, John Metzinger singled, and then a ground ball, an error, allowed the run to score, and we were tied at two. Lumberjacks worked out of the jam after that, though. And then East was able to get three on the board in the fourth inning. An RBI double by Jordan Heiding, and then a two-run single by Ben Schubring. And it was 4-4 West. The losing pitcher was Jacob Rader. Four innings, seven hits, four runs, all earned. One strikeout, three walks. Jacob Brandenburg threw a couple of clean innings. No runs, no hits, and no strikeouts and no walks for the Warriors. Good, a big day for Ben Schubring today. He had three hits and three RBIs in the contest, including a long double to the gap in left center field. With the victory, the Lumberjacks go to 5-7 now. And a 2-4 in the Valley Conference, and with the loss, the Warriors drop to 8-4 overall, and 3-4 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Well, that's going to wrap things up from here, and A reminder once again that tomorrow the Lumberjacks will take on D.C. Everest down at Mark Simon Field. Chris Conley will have the call of that one for you. Pre-game show will be at 4:45 and the first pitch set for 5 o'clock. This is Tom King, and we want to thank you for joining us. Thanks to all. The win and sweep the series, season series with Wausau West here today by a score of 4-2. You've been listening to 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to Wausau East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.
This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and Translators.